when I lay this blade. I melt down crack stacks, grills, and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars to throw, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back. I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac to rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all plain, street y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your honor, could repeat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit at the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah. Ooh, every time I step in the room, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You must know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the room, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. Ain't nothing changed with me. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well. Couple court cases from jail. Couple 404 shells from hell. Stuck on this mission. Go home, my girl fussing them. Don't you change your life? I'm thinking. Won't I change my wife? Ignorant. Happen like the rat shit. It's just another hustle, another way for to touch you. Now they know the face that beams. Now they see my face on screens. And I ain't even chased this dream. I feel sorry for those who did. Y'all can't stop the war. Whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke and a rock below. Know what block I'm on, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop, Lord, stab this song. Every time I step in the booth.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, and we have a few things on the agenda tonight that I want to talk about. Oh, good, that echo. I had a little bit of an echo, guys. A few things today, guys, that I want to talk about is, you know, I saw a disturbing thing in the news today. We're going to spend a few minutes on this, actually. I saw a disturbing thing in the news today where two Americans now were actually just killed by drone strikes. And the reason they were killed is because the drones thought that they were Taliban. So not only did the drones think that they were Taliban, I guess that these American soldiers, you know, they shot fire. And when they shot the fire, you know, it wasn't in the direction of the other American soldiers. So the people on the battlefield were actually a little skeptical. I mean, they weren't sure. So they went to relay some information back to Nevada, I guess, which is the control center wherever they fly the drones from. And I guess, you know, because the people in Nevada never, you know, took a closer look at what they were trying to tell them down on the battlefield. Basically, you know, miscommunication got, you know, two Americans killed. And that's not going to stop this. I mean, that's not going to stop them from using drones everywhere. I mean, you know, we're not trying to fool anybody here. I just wanted, you know, to bring it to your attention that, you know, these things aren't as controlled and as accurate as people think they are. They're kind of just flying up there and just basically, you know, burying people with rounds. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of inexcusable, to be honest with you. If you can't get the robots to do it right, then don't use the damn robots. The robots are firing on our own troops, and they say because it didn't recognize if it was American or Taliban. So you're putting that decision in a drone's hands. The drone makes the choice. There's not a guy watching the screen that says, "Okay, those guys are these guys are those guys." Go ahead. The thing, what does it have, like facial recognition or not facial recognition, but you know, something to, you know, identify, you know, which side of the battle you're from. And obviously, it doesn't work very good, does it? This is a subject that kind of pisses me off a lot because people don't even have a clue what's going on with the drones right now. You know, people know that we're in Afghanistan. People know that we're in Iraq. Anybody that's listened to the show knows my feelings on that, and we'll get more into that in just a little bit. But we're in more places than that, guys. We're using drones right now in Pakistan, Yemen, Sudan, God knows where else. I mean, I'm sure we're using them in Libya and in Iraq and all those places. But in countries that we're supposedly not in a war with, we're actually killing, you know, thousands of civilians with drone attacks. And they've been protesting for us to stop for a long time. They've been in the streets. They've been on TV. I've seen so much of it on YouTube. I mean, people in Pakistan especially. You know, Pakistan was supposed to be quote-unquote friendly with. Well, what the hell are we doing flying drones over in their airspace, lighting up civilians? Does that sound like something you do on a friendly basis? I mean, really. So, you know, the guys that died, okay, we have a Marine Staff Sergeant, Jeffrey Smith, 26 years old, okay, he was killed, and also a Navy hospital staffer, Benjamin Rast, 23 years old, okay, and this is over, you know, basically people not following their directions, the miscommunication, I guess. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable they wouldn't be safer about that. The danger that they put our troops in, guys, all the time. We're going to talk about this right now. It's, you guys couldn't even imagine. We have it easy here, okay? Now, a lot of people know that I'm like anti-war and anti-fake terrorism. And none of us here are against the troops. We all love the troops. Anybody that tries to throw that argument out there is really grasping for straws, and they're really, you know, they're really a piece of crap, you know? Using that against you, saying that you don't support the troops because you want the wars to stop? No. That means you support the troops even more. You don't want them to get hurt for nothing, right? You don't want them to die. It's ridiculous. Putting them in all types of harm's way. You know, I don't know what goes on with the drones, all right? I'm not going to pretend I do. I don't know how they test them or anything like that, okay? But if you think they go through, you know, all this vigorous testing, you know, to make sure that they're safe, you know, for our troops, yeah, think again, okay? Because they'll send our troops into radiated battlefields. Just look at what's going on in Iraq. I mean, we went into Iraq because this guy had weapons of mass destruction, right? Yellow cake uranium, according to Dick Cheney, even though he knew he was full of crap up to his ears when he said it. And do you know what's going on down there? I didn't know this until, you know, not that long ago. I had heard the term loosely thrown around, and I didn't really know what it meant until I started to do a little research on it. Do you guys know what depleted uranium is? They're making our troops fire shells, okay, that's got, basically uranium, spent uranium packed into it. So every time they're firing on the battlefield, they're putting radiation out there. Our troops are breathing it in. The people that shoot, great. Then how the hell do you kill 1.5 million people on accident? Think about it. 1.5 million. We're not talking about 1,500 or 15,000. Keep adding zeros, buddy. 1.5 million. That's how many innocent people have died over in Iraq and Afghanistan. All over lies. Lies. They knew that he didn't have yellow cake uranium. They knew he wasn't a threat to us. Just like they knew Osama bin Laden didn't do 9/11, okay? It always comes back to that. I know, it does. And I'm sorry. But you know what? I'm never going to get off it, because that's like the foundation for all this bullcrap we're going through now. For everything that's going on overseas, everything that's going on with us trying to show our military might and bully everybody around. We're the friggin' world nuclear police. That one still cracks me up, okay? Who's nuked people besides us? Are we the only ones that ever nuked a whole city? Didn't we do it twice? We did. So who the hell are we to tell people you can't have nukes, you can't have that? Especially, like, and we're going to get into Iran, too. Especially people like Iran, okay? You know, they eye up as being, oh, he's so dangerous, he's terrorist, yada, yada, yada. Now they're going to, you know, frame this whole thing on them with the attempted assassination on the Saudi ambassador to the United States. And come on, man. We all know. We talked about this for a while the other night. We all know that that's bull crap, okay? But, you know, if you're Iran, all right? Let's say you're Iran. Well, obviously you can't be a country, but let's say you are the leader of Iran, okay? And you're where you are. Think about the map now. You would be an absolute fool not to pursue some serious weapons, okay? You're going to let everybody around you have nukes and you're not going to get them? Why? Because the big bad Uncle Sam United States comes over and tells you you can't? The king of all terrorists?
then they make this guy look like he's friggin' Hitler or something. I don't know, man. I'm not buying any of it anymore, okay? I'm not. I wish I would have woke up like 10 years ago so I would have not been buying all this other crap leading up to today. I'm not buying the crap about that guy, all right? I'm not buying the crap that he's this evil, you know, oppressive dictator. No, I'm not buying it. Sorry. Sorry. Especially when I see him stand up in a UN meeting and start speaking truth in front of them, okay? Yeah, I'm about fed up with this, guys. And you know what else I'm fed up with? And this, you know, it all ties together, too. It really does. Even if you talk about so many different things, they all come back to the police state, to 9/11, to, you know, it does. It does. Everything in the last 10 years does. We wouldn't be in these wars if it wasn't for September 11th. You guys know that, right? Come on. You guys know that. You guys know that if September 11th didn't happen, the American people would have never went for this. And I know a lot of times it doesn't matter what we go for, they just do it anyways. But with this, there would have been a lot of uproar if the September 11th bullcrap never happened, right? It would be. People would not just sign off on, okay, let's go. We started this whole new train of thought, guys. Think about it. Think about the mindset we have now. Everybody's mindset has completely changed. We used to be the people, at least we thought, that's what I thought. I mean, God only knows. But we used to be the people that, you know, oh, we protect, you know, only attack when we're attacked and defend ourselves. All that BS, right? And, man, ever since, you know, I'm old enough to know what's going on now, I'm not even talking about since I've been awake, quote-unquote awake, whatever you want to call it, all right, aware. Just since I've kind of been grown up and I see what's going on around me a little more, don't you guys see it? We're attacking people first all the time. All the time. And we use the same reason. We're going to prevent terrorism. So you prevent terrorism by causing terrorism? That's what we're doing. What would happen if friggin' China came over here and parked a tank in front of your house? And, you know, troops started going up and down the street. I'll tell you what would happen. Me and a bunch of my buddies, we would plan up on how we're going to get some weapons, how we're going to ambush these guys, how we're going to take their friggin' tank and shove it up their rear end. Right? That's what we would do. Would we be terrorists? No, we'd be patriots. Right? Patriots. But these people are terrorists when they defend their land. But we're very patriotic when we take out their water supply. We're patriotic when we blow up that kid's hospital. Those crazy terrorists, though, running around the street shooting rockets at our helicopters. What do you expect them to do? Lay down? Lay down and let America just roll in, kill your people, take your leader out, take your resources? Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Let's be a bunch of cowards because America wants to call us terrorists. I'm real mad about this, guys, because it's gone so far now. In such a short window, 10 years is not a long time. It's not. Just think about how 10 years. Just think about when you think back to when 9/11 happened. Hasn't the 10 years gone by really fast? It has. But look at what's going on around you. And then think of before that. Think of like year 2000, 1999. It was a lot different, okay? You wouldn't see all these checkpoints everywhere. You wouldn't see, you know, as many armed cops looking like soldiers everywhere. You didn't get your genitals grabbed and squeezed at the airport because they think you're a terrorist, all because they wanted to put a guy on the plane to get them to put more body scanners in. And that whole thing was just an act. You know, I'm like under the mindset, you know, I knew about the underwear bomber, okay, a lot of us did. We all knew about how the underwear bomber was led on the plane by a U.S. government agent, and, you know, he tried to light his underwear, C4 on fire. You can't do that with a lighter, obviously. You need a detonator. He tried to do that in the plane over Chicago. Well, now I'm starting to think because they fake so much stuff, like that whole thing was a charade, I'm thinking. And even the witness is probably a charade. That's just how they operate now. What I'm saying is they probably just hyped up the whole thing like this guy was going to blow up his underwear on the plane, but he never even really was going to try to blow up anything on the plane, and it was just all part of the act, and, you know, the Haskell guy's probably in there just to basically reaffirm the story on the other side, kind of like the way people, Alex Jones and stuff, reaffirm the government story 9/11 from the other side, just by, you know, putting out the same little bits of information to kind of back up the story, even though they're supposedly arguing with it. Yeah, so the thing with the wars, I mean, our name and our reputation is ruined. And that pisses me off. I'm sorry, it does. I don't mean to keep yelling. I feel like I'm yelling a lot tonight. But, man, I need to unwind. I'm really mad about this. All right? Think about what it used to mean when you used to tell people you were an American, how proud you were. And now, it's almost like, I don't know, it's almost embarrassing at some degrees, you know? And that hurts. I love my country. I hate what they've done to it, but I love my country. But now, if I was to travel the world and somebody said, where are you from? I almost maybe even hesitate before I told them. They're probably going to want to smack the crap out of me. Right? Odds, directed energies, anything. Anything you want to believe, right? Still wasn't Osama bin Laden. He couldn't pull that off, okay? But all those people in that country are dying for it. Do you know that, like, 90% of Afghans don't even know what the hell 9/11 is? If you ask them, they don't know what that is. All they know is we started dropping bombs on them a few months after we told them we were going to drop bombs on them if they didn't let us build an oil pipeline through the center of their country. That's right. We told the Taliban that. We wanted to build a gas pipeline through central Afghanistan, running right through their territory. And they told us no, basically. And we told them, hey, you either accept our offer as a carpet of gold, or we're going to bury you in a carpet of bombs. That's exactly what we did. We buried them. And then when it came down to, not only did we bury them, the one guy that we're there to kill, we let him slip out. If that story is even true, but we let him slip out through Tora Bora, right? But we killed everybody else, you know? They'll blow up a friggin' shopping mall and kill 1,000 people and say, hey, we got one bad guy. Now, even right now, if you thought that was okay, I don't know how you could, but in your warped brain, if you thought it was okay to kill 1,000 civilians to get one bad guy, right? Well, he better be a damn big bad guy, right? Well, guys, the Al-Qaeda, it's nothing more than like the CIA's Rolodex. It's like a chess piece. They move all around the world. And when they want to, you know, cause an uprising, they have Al-Qaeda do some attack. No, man, that's an idiot. That was before I knew what was really going on. Guys, about this, we want people's resources. We take it. We want people's, I won't say land, because it doesn't really seem like we really want their land. So, we do, because we camp out there, and we build bases all around the oil reserves and everything. So, yeah, it is their land. So we want their land. We want their resources. What do? We go after their money. Remember that? Gaddafi, we're going to go take his billions of dollars. What's that all about? So we're thieves now? We're thieves, backstabbers. What else? Cherry pickers, Indian givers. I don't know why I said cherry pick, because I meant to say Indian givers. And then when I say that, I mean like, you know, we give you this dictator. Here he is, great guy. We prop him up for 20 years. Okay, now he's going to go. We're going to take him out. We do it all the time. Right? All the time. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, guys. Just think about it, man. Think about it. We are attacking people unprovoked, nation after nation after nation after nation. And you know what? Afghanistan has been 10 years now, and you know what? That is the longest war we have ever been in. And it's all over nothing. The longest war we've ever been in. It's all over nothing. I'm so glad I don't have any family that's in the, in the Marines or the Army or the Air Force. I know a lot of you people do. I feel bad for you guys, and I feel bad for your family members, and I want them to come home. That's what we want. You know how many countries we have military bases in? It's like hundreds of them. Dude, we're all over the world in people's countries. Like, yeah, we're just going to set up shop here. Now, speaking of that, talking about the drones, I guess those drones that killed the American soldiers were flying. They weren't flying out of Nevada. I'm sure they were over in the Middle East already, but they were being controlled from Nevada. You know, the guys with the joysticks or whatever you want to call it. I guess that's where they were doing it from. Well, I guess we're going to put up two new drone bases, one in Africa, one in Asia. This is evil. This reminds me of like Teradyne and Terminator 2 and like, you know, getting the places ready to build the robots and stuff. Like this is getting to be too much, all right? These drones are killing our own soldiers, so obviously you either can't control them right or something's going on, all right?
I'm not saying the robots are going to take over the world or anything like that, but I'm saying maybe these things are a little too smart for your own good and they're trying to – you're putting too much decision-making in a friggin' flying robot's hands. You're letting them make the decision on what the targets are, and then two American soldiers die? That's asinine, dude. Shouldn't the guy with the friggin' joystick be making that decision? Or the guy controlling the Predator drone that's got the aerial view of all the people? Shouldn't there be some human element in there making that decision?
I think there should be. I think that's absurd. Now, like I was saying, they're going to put drone bases in Africa and Asia. Well, that's not the only thing that I saw in the news today. Did you guys happen to see, it was a little story in RT, Obama sending U.S. troops to Central Africa. And I was like, what the hell is this, huh? Well, I guess we are going there to take out Joseph Kony and the Lord's Resistance Army in Central Africa. I mean, that sounds like something that a local motorcycle gang could go take down. Do we really need to be getting involved? You serious? We're going to go send more troops over there? How thin are we going to spread ourselves, guys? Seriously. What's going to happen when we're in 15 friggin' wars and then somebody really does want to attack us? What are we going to do then? There's an actual thing. It doesn't matter how many robots you have, how many microchips you have, how many Predator drones you have, how many missiles you have. You need manpower. Still. You do. People aren't rushing to sign up for this bullshit anymore. I know I'm not. I know I'll never let my kid. People aren't as stupid anymore. I'm not. I don't mean to say it like that. I love you guys that are in the service. I just mean people aren't, you know, gullible enough to believe their message to go friggin' enlist. People aren't buying that bullcrap anymore. All right. So what's gonna happen when somebody attacks us and we got, you know, 50,000 troops here, 100,000 troops there, 100,000 there, 50,000 there, 20,000 there, 100,000 there, 30,000 out here at sea, and yada, yada, yada. What's going to happen? It's scary. There's no business. We have no business in all these wars. We don't. We don't. I mean, we could talk about this for hours and how wrong it is. And you know what I hate? I hate the people that try and spin it on you. I do. I do. Oh, you don't support our government? You don't support this? You don't... Buddy, how about, you know, put all those catchphrases down and all your little jingles and all this little bullcrap coming sideways out your ears. Just put that down for a minute, right? How about we talk about some common sense? Has everybody lost their common sense these days? Has everybody? Seriously. Isn't it just common sense that this is wrong? Don't people know right and wrong anymore? Whatever happened to that? What the hell happened to our country? I know it's been going on for a long time, all right? I'm only 34 years old. I know there's people out there, you know, if you're 50, 60, you'll tell me, guy, this has been going on forever. I can't speak for back then, though. I don't know. I wasn't around, you know? But I do know that in the last 10 years, it's accelerated. It has. I mean, look at what's going on. It's almost like you don't need to get approved to do anything, anything government at all anymore. Anything! I'm not just talking about going to war. They pass any friggin' bill they want. They can choose what food you eat. They can friggin' anything they want they can do now. And it's all because of 9/11. It's unbelievable. Everything's gotta keep you safe. Gotta keep you safe. Gotta keep you safe. Oh, gotta keep you safe. Well, we gotta keep you safe from the big, bad, scary Muslim guys. Huh? Big, bad, scary Muslim. Unbelievable. So unbelievable. Now, this permeates down, okay? And this is going to kind of a little segue into our next story here. This whole military-industrial complex, as some people like to call it, okay? I don't like to get caught up in the catchwords too much. But, I mean, that's what it is. It is. It's basically a military-run government. Bunch of bullies.
I mean, they really are, okay? The president's basically just a puppet to the banks and to the military. Let's face it, he is. I mean, more to the banks, but, you know, there's strong influence coming from everywhere there. And, you know, this whole terrorism attitude, okay, it's engulfed everybody, and it's permeated down to the police. It has. You guys know it, all right? The police has basically become, it's almost like every cop is a SWAT gear guy now. You know what I mean? It's like they all got riot gear on, SWAT gear, and big AR-15s and friggin' huge German Shepherds with them. And it's intimidation, right? It is. It's intimidation. How do you think that all started? That all started with September 11th, man. It did. That's when they started militarizing. They started a few years before. They did. I mean, they probably, you know, militarizing the police started happening a few years before September 11th. It did. But when September 11th happened, I mean, a posse comitatus, forget it. I mean, you might as well just flush that down the toilet, right? I mean, they don't care. Now, the reason I was getting into the police thing here is I read another story today. The New York Police Department, okay? The same New York Police Department that are beating down protesters, macing them, throwing nets around them. You know the deal, right? You guys know the deal. You've seen the Occupy Wall Street and everything else. You know what goes on. Well, a former New York police detective, okay? Stephen, it might be Stephen, but it looks like it's spelled Stephen. Stephen Anderson, sorry if I mispronounce. He actually just testified to planting drugs on innocent civilians in New York to meet their quota for the month. And he showed no remorse about it, okay? Think about this. He admitted to planting cocaine on at least four different people. And that was just a start. He's done it to, like, hundreds of people. But he did it to four people to start with, and they ended up turning him in or whatever. They got a $300,000 lawsuit from the city, but he kept his job and everything. And he even said this is not the only time he's done it. He does it all the time. He said they all do it. He said as a detective in New York, you have a certain number to reach as a quota, even in the narcotics division. He actually went on record as saying he doesn't care. He doesn't feel bad. Most of these people won't do a long time in jail. They'll be out tomorrow anyways. Can you imagine that? That's how they feel. That's how they feel about their fellow citizens. We'll just plant some cocaine on you because we got to meet our quota for the month. Dude, how wrong is that? What, and just screw up your whole life? And they wonder why people don't really have respect for them like they used to. Well, because so many of you are a bunch of a-holes, man. There's still a lot of good ones out there. But, man, the bad ones, really, they really abuse their power nowadays. I mean, don't they? Think about all the kids that have been shot in this country over, like, the last 2 years. I mean, we're not even talking 10 years. Just the last couple years, there's been how many instances of kids getting shot by cops? I'm talking about kids, like teenagers, being shot. And not just with rubber bullets either all the time. Shot. Real bullets. They couldn't break up a scuffle. There was one just like a month ago. Two kids were fighting at a bus stop. The cops shot the kid like 8 times. What? I got a good idea. How about you just let them fight for 30 seconds and then they'll be tired? Nobody has to die, you moron. I need to follow that up and see what happened to that idiot. That guy's an idiot. How could you do that to somebody's family? Imagine somebody did that to your family. Imagine a cop just shot and killed your kid because he was at a fight in a bus stop. Like high school kids? That's insane. Makes me sick to my stomach, man. Really does. Makes me sick to my stomach. You know, we're going to spend a few more minutes talking about Iran because I feel it's real important. You know, we've already talked about it a couple shows, but this is what's going on now, and we need to talk about this. They've been planning to go into Iran, guys, you know, before 9/11, before Iraq. Look at a map. Go look at a map. I want you to look at a map, right? Look at Iran, okay? And then look at all the countries around it. You might as well just stick a U.S. flag right in each one. We're either in there with a huge military presence, or we got a crap load of military bases there. We've been circling these guys for like 15 years, maybe longer. Like I said, I've, you know,
I'm still feeling young. I mean, we could have been, you know, when I was a kid, I don't know what was going on with this stuff then. I mean, we could have been circling them for 30 years. I don't know. But I know this, at least since the 90s, the late 90s, we've been encircling Iran. We've been waiting to go in there. And why have we been waiting to go in there? Come on, man. He's got tons of oil. Iran and Libya are like the two most rich oil nations in the world. I think they are. And I think like Iraq is like third. They're all right there in like the top three or four. Right? And I'm sure there's other stuff there. Just like in Afghanistan. Oh, they accidentally found like, how much? Was it like $2 trillion worth of lithium? I mean, come on. Like they didn't know that was there. That's probably one of the main reasons they went in there. That's a lot of money, dude. Plus, if there's $2 trillion in lithium right there, I don't know about the process of lithium, if it's like, you know, like it's formed like fossils or like how that works. But you would think that you get more lithium than that in the long run, too, wouldn't you? If you stayed there, would it like more would produce? Or, I don't know. I don't want to sound like an idiot talking about something I have no clue about how it works. But yeah, this whole thing with Iran, guys, you do know we're going in, right? We are going in. That's our next target. We're in. Forget it. It's already a done deal. We already said it was an act of war. Now, Iran today came out. Let me see if I had some stuff on this. I can't believe I put it to the side. Iran came out today, guys. And, you know, they're not happy about this, obviously. And, you know, they want some proof. And, obviously, they, you know, you don't blame them because pretty soon we're going to be bombing them. This doesn't even hold any water. I mean, this guy's, come on. You want to talk about not passing the sniff test? Smelling like bull crap? It smells like a bull sat on my face and took a crap. That's what this smells like. Really does. So aggravated about this. Because we all knew this was coming, guys. Right? How many of you guys were even in the least bit surprised when you heard the story come out about Iran and the assassination thing? Show of hands, anybody? How many of you thought it was actually true? Show of hands? Anybody? Anybody? Mueller? Nobody, right? Nobody. And how ironic is it, guys, that the people that, you know, supposedly foiled the plot just happened to be an FBI informant who was part of the Los Zetas drug cartel. What a coincidence. The same drug cartel that they gave 30,000 guns to. Or, you know, even more than that. At least that's what they're saying. I mean, it could have been a lot more. Okay? A lot more. Oh, so because it was them, well, yeah, it was an FBI. You know, this whole thing. That whole... The whole... border war, guys. I mean, that's another war. I mean, we don't even talk about that enough. We don't give it any justice. You know, more people die there than do in these other wars, right? Not even just in these other wars. More people die per year fighting on the Mexico-U.S. border in the phony drug war, right? Than died in Vietnam. That's a bunch of people, man. I think it was like 20,000 last year. That's insane. Have you seen some of the stuff going on down there? It's like a regular war. I mean, there are, you know, rocket launches and everything. You know what I mean? It's crazy down there. And we're supplying that. We're giving those guys the weapons to come back and kill us. Kill our border agents. Kill our cops. Kill our civilians. Kidnap Americans. They're using 50 cal sniper rifles from across the border to take out people across the Rio Grande with guns that we gave them. Think about that. 50 cal sniper rifles? That's the type of stuff that'll rip through armor. You know what I mean? It'll take somebody's head right off. That's the type of guns we're giving to them. Guys, and you know what they do with that? They use that as a reason to come down on our civil liberties. Again, they staged some... This is false flag terrorism. It is. It doesn't seem like it because it's a little bit different, but it is. Think about it. They stage violence to be able to come in, act as the saviors, and take our rights away. They do. They're doing it with this. The whole crap with the border, guys, that's just to take guns out of your hands. And if you don't know how that works, I'll tell you how it works. They give the guns to these guys, okay? The border violence goes crazy. Cops are dying.
people are calling for the gun ban. Not only that, they make up new rules. They go to all the gun shops in all the southern states. They tell them, hey, anybody buys more than two guns off you or more than 1,000 rounds of ammo, you got to report them to the FBI. How about we report you to the FBI, all right, bud? Report them to the FBI. The FBI, the same people that build terrorist bombs, give them plots, take them into mosques, brainwash them, give them a plot, you know, get them to their target, and then they, you know, they arrest them, save the day, and say they prevented some terrorism. But these people didn't even have a target in the first place, guys. This country stages everything. People are dying all over the border from those weapons. Nothing's going to happen to them from this. And then you know what they do next? So first it's the gun shop, right? First it's the gun shop. And now it's the medical marijuana people. We talked about this the other night. So let me get this right. The ATF can give 30,000 untraceable. They didn't give these guns to put GPS on them and track them or anything, or even watch where they went, guys. They said, here you go. Go kill some people. Yeah, we'll watch it. Awesome. That's what they did. So what do they do next? Well, first it's the gun shops, right? Now it's the medical marijuana people, guys. For those that didn't hear the other night, and, you know, I know there's probably a lot of people that didn't, a few weeks ago, during Sunday Night Football, President O'Blabla, okay, well, he passed a new law. You know what that law is? Anybody in the country that has a medical marijuana license cannot own a firearm. Now, do you guys realize that that is just totally against the Second Amendment? Why are these people being discriminated against? Okay, I'm furious about this, and I'm not a medical marijuana card holder, okay? I don't even know if I know anybody that is. I probably do and just don't know. But listen, they do that because it's an easy group to target, okay? It is. Because all the people that don't smoke marijuana or think these people don't have a valid reason to use it, right? They're not going to say nothing. But you idiots, they're going to come after you next. They always do. You fall into the same trap. You get behind their stupid agenda because they single out a group that you got nothing to do with, okay? They get the ball rolling. Here comes the gunman ball, right? Rolling through the town. Roll right over the marijuana people. Boom, 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 boom. Well, they're going to come after you next. What, you drink beer? Okay, we're coming after you. What, you've had a speeding ticket? Okay, you can't have a head of a gun. You have three kids? Well, we don't like that. You can only have two kids. You can't have a gun. Oh, that sounds absurd, right? They wouldn't do that. Yeah, okay. They wouldn't do that. These are the same people that staged all these events. And they wouldn't do that, right? Guys, you know what? I have not even one time given out our phone number yet tonight. So, you know what? It would help if I actually had it queued up before I announced I'm going to give it out. But, yeah, guys, anybody wants to talk about this, please call in, guys. Call in. You guys can just go to the website. You can call in from the Skype. You know, if you have the headset with the computer, obviously it's a free call. If not, you can dial in. I'm just looking for the number right now. But anyways, yeah, if anything you guys want to talk about, it's open, buddy. You know, it's open mic here. There's no agenda. There's no, you know, no screen in the call. Just, you know, just call in. We'll put you right on. Put you right on. You think I'm wrong? Call me out, man. Call me out on anything. I'd love you to. I would. We can have an intelligent conversation about anything. Doesn't even have to be something I brought up tonight. You want to talk about anything, man. You want to talk about, I don't care, chemtrails, a murder, anything. Whatever you guys want to talk about, we'll talk about it. The economy, the Federal Reserve, the Occupy. I don't really want to talk about the Occupy thing too much. Guys, the reason why I haven't been talking about the Occupy thing, first off, here's our phone number, guys, 772-905-3018, okay, guys? 772-905-3018. Give us a call. You'll get right on. Lines are open right now. You'll get right through. The reason I don't talk about the Occupy thing much, guys, is just so, I mean, we're in the alternative media, so to speak, and I mean, we don't even really know what the hell's going on down there. We don't even really know what their objective is and what they're trying to do. if they, you know, as far as if they're trying to raise people's awareness into, you know, some of the bull crap that goes along with the banking and with the Wall Street and the Federal Reserve and, you know, how we need to get Glass-Steagall back and all things like that, it's good. But when I see these idiots, like, pissing on cop cars and just screaming in front of the camera, we need guaranteed jobs, it's like, it doesn't even make any sense, man. You're making everybody look bad. Then I see people like Michael Moore down there, and it's just like, I mean, you know, it's just, how controlled is the damn thing? Seriously. It's getting huge, though, huh? Jesus, man. It really is getting big, and I'm almost like a little torn. I feel like, I don't know if you guys feel like this at all, almost like I'm not doing my part, but I don't really feel like it is my part to be down there. My part's right here, doing this, talking to you guys, letting you know what's going on. My part's not being down in New York and getting maced this weekend for no apparent reason. It's just not. Where was I going with this? Oh, okay. So, yeah, since we're talking about, you know, the Occupy thing a little bit, all right? Sorry, guys, my wire went loose on my mic. Since we're talking about the Occupy thing a little bit, guys, that's, you know, I want to talk about the police again. I mean, do you know that they actually just they've actually, you know, they've been paid millions of dollars to actually just round up all these people? They don't care if you're not doing anything wrong down there. You think you can just you know, express your right to freedom of assembly in this country? Look what's going on. You'll get maced. You'll get stepped on. You'll get run over by a horse or a motorcycle like I saw the other day, or they were hitting people with batons. You ever heard of a free speech zone, guys? They have them. They had them at, I know they had them at the Pittsburgh at the G20. I know a lot of you people have probably seen that footage. Absolute police state debacle. You know, they were doing the Saboteur Act, and they were doing this in New York again the other day. I saw a whole bunch of protesters, supposed protesters, right, causing a bunch of ruckus, and when you look down at their feet, guess what? They all had the same issue, like, military boot on. A whole bunch of them, like 13 of them. They had the short haircut, the military boot. You spot these guys out, dude. It's like, it's not hard to spot these saboteurs out. It's really not. For those that don't know what happened in Pittsburgh, this is like a year or two ago now. They had a G20 meeting in Pittsburgh, okay? And people came out in droves to protest it. And what they did, first off, they rolled in with some, you know, they rolled in with like the military, all right? And they had people dress up as protesters. They were flipping over dumpsters, smashing windows, lighting stuff on fire, okay? Now, what that does, the reason they do that, guys, well, that gets the police a legit reason to fight back, right? So then they start slugging the people that aren't the saboteurs. You get it? It's kind of like I seen at the Occupy Wall Street. I got to bring this up, and I forgot last week, and I haven't been on the air since friggin' Thursday. I saw Luke Radowski supposedly get hit with a baton by the cop, you know, one time. Man, come on. That's what I'm talking about, man. That guy is a snake. Sorry. He is. He's a weasel. He's a weasel. There's a lot of them in the truth movement. There are. And some people will say, oh, you know, I've heard people say this argument. Oh, you shouldn't, you know, cause division. And hold on here. Hold on, hold on, hold on. This is the truth movement, supposedly, right? If there's people planted in the truth movement to mislead you from the truth, dude, you got to get rid of them. I'm sorry. Infighting, whatever you want to call it. Whatever, dude. They got to go. You got to go. So, my opinion, Luke, you gotta go, little weasel, with that smug look on your face. I can't stand that dude. And he's like, they just hit me, and then he's in front of the camera screaming, and, you know, of course the camera was already rolling, and of course, you know, he only got hit once, and you couldn't really see how hard he got hit, and then they went on to the next people, and they started booting and kicking the next people, you know? But, you know, Luke just got a little whack with the baton. It was so set up, guys. It was. Just like the time that kid friggin', he was in that meeting. Man, I wish I had my names a little better here. I don't remember the guy that was speaking. It was one of the behind-the-scenes guys that, you know, set up Al-Qaeda type guys. Yeah, can't even remember the name. Maybe that Brzezinski guy, or, you know, somebody of that ilk, right? he was up on the stage and friggin' Luke was in there, starts talking about, you know, Bilderberg Group and 9/11 and stat, and they chase him out of there and he's running. You guys remember that? He's running and he gets away. Set up! Okay? Yes, they set up things for us to believe too. They do. They do. All the time. Oh, you got a bomb in your bag. We're going to say you have a bomb. That's all about building their character, guys. Just like how they build Alex's character and gave him the 9/11 prediction. That's how they build their character. And then they put him in place. Another one is Burmese. Can't stand him. Sorry. Can't stand him. I'm not going to pull any punches here. Can't stand him. The way he attacks people. Dude, I've heard every theory for 9/11. No, I'm not going to say that because then I sound like him. But I've heard so many theories for 9/11, okay? For these guys to go on and just attack people right off the bat, like without hearing them and attack their character and stuff, no, I'm sorry. That raises a red flag right away. And these guys do that all the time. All the time. All right? We need to expose all these frauds. We really do. We need to expose all the frauds in the truth movement. We need to expose frauds in the media, right? We need to expose frauds on the radio. We need to expose all the frauds and actors involved in the 9/11 hoax. I'm sorry. We do. There's a lot of them. You guys know who they are. There's a whole bunch of them. Bob McElvain. Willie Rodriguez. Donna Marsh. If you look into any of these people, guys, I mean, there's so many bullcrap stories. And we're not going to do a whole other 9/11 thing right now. But these people's lies have led to this, okay? They have. The lies of these people pushing this 9/11 story to the point that it's at and getting sympathy caught up with everybody and getting everybody so emotionally attached, it's caused a lot of this. A lot of this blame falls on their hands. Of all these people that agreed to do this and thought, we'll just take some money from the government and we'll just run with it and we'll do it for 5-10 years and get a free check and, you know, nobody's going to die here and, you know, it'll be great. No. I hope you guys can't sleep at night, okay? I posted some pictures yesterday of some Iraqi people that were killed from our weapons or whatever, our bombs. Guys, there were kids with legs blown off, okay? Why don't you go over there and tell them you're sorry, we made a mistake? Huh? Well, tell them it's no big deal. You're over there. Go tell that freaking kid that's got one leg hanging off with all the flesh hanging out. It's no big deal. You guys are over there in the sand. We don't care. No big deal, right? Who cares? I care. That's who cares. You guys should all care. We're all humans here, okay? I'm not trying to be like some tree hugger or something here, but we should all have some respect for each other, guys. Some respect for everything. Some respect for the planet. Some respect for each other. To just murder people and think that that's okay and you can just forget about it? I have nothing to do with it and I can't sleep at night half of the time because of it. I can't. It bothers me. What bothers me even more is when you try and tell people, they look at you like you're crazy. At some point, I'm just going to stop being nice and I don't want to do that. I try and be nice to everybody. I understand how it is before you wake up. You're so naive, you know? At some point, though, people call me crazy. One day, I'm just going to snap and just, you know what? You're an idiot. Sorry. I don't want to do that. It's not the best thing to do. But, man, you know, sometimes you just have those days. And the other day, I had one like that. I wanted to snap. And people call me a moron and disinfo and all this crap and telling me I'm wrong. And these are people that still think Osama bin Laden did 9/11. They're telling me I'm wrong. Not even looking at anything. Drives you nuts. Let's go in another gear here. What else did I want to talk about tonight, guys? We only got about 5 minutes left. So, let's see. I did want to talk a little bit more. You know what, guys? I'm sorry. You know, I don't have that many topics tonight because I really did want to go deep into this. And I kind of do want to finish it up with Iran. I'm going to go back there. I'm sorry. I know we've been talking about it for half the show. But we got to be opposed to this. We got to make some noise. Now, I don't know what we can do. You know, sending each other friggin' messages on Facebook and posting on people's walls complaining about it really ain't getting us anywhere. It's not. I do it too. You know what I mean? It's good to do it. You know, you're sitting here anyways. At least try and do something productive and wake some people up, right? But we need to do more. We do. What do we need to do? Well, I don't know, guys. You know, I don't have that answer. We need to come up with something. We need to make everybody aware of how effed up this is. All right? And we need to not let this whole Iran thing happen. Now, I don't know how the hell we can do that. And I know I sound like I'm reaching for the stars. Let's at least make some noise on this one. Let's let everybody know how screwed up it is. We're going to go kill more people. All right? Post some pictures of people that got blown up in Iraq so people get the point. That's why I did it. You know I got flagged? I didn't even mention that. I've never put up any nudity or anything like that. I put a picture up of a person's leg blown off in Iraq. Just trying to show people what's going on. And they flagged me. Took my picture down, you know, told me with their stupid warning. And, yeah. So we're going to see if it happens again tonight because I'm going to put some more up there. So if you guys see me kicked off Facebook, you know what happened. But I am going to put that stuff up. People need to know that stuff. They do. People really, really, really need to know that stuff. Like I was saying about, you know, these people should have a guilty conscience sleeping at night that caused all this to kick into high gear. They really should. I mean, people are dying all over the world because of these lies. And these people got rewarded handsomely, okay? They did. These people involved in the 9/11 hoax and all the bullcrap that surrounds it, okay, they got compensated handsomely. And their lies is what caused all of this. If they didn't go along with it and nobody backed up their bullcrap story 10 years ago, a lot of this might not have happened. It's time to stop, guys. Let's get this terrorism thing done with. Let's make everybody realize how fake it is, man. It's so fake. There were no terrorists over here. They've always been controlled by us. All of them, guys. Listen, real quick, we're going to run down them. We got like 2 minutes. We're going to run down some of the terror things of late over here, okay? We'll start with 93, Oklahoma City. All types of stuff going on there, all right? McVeigh might have been a friggin' Manchurian candidate, who knows? But there was definitely a second guy. There was definitely more bombs that everybody was talking about, and then they weren't there, okay? The bomb squad had their full bomb gear on within 5 minutes when it takes like a half hour. The ATF had an office inside the building, and they weren't there, okay? Total setup, all right? 1993 World Trade Center. Like I told you guys before, I got phone calls on tape from the Patsy, recorded his conversation with the FBI because he knew they were going to set him up. They gave him a real bomb and a real detonator. It was supposed to be a sting operation. So he recorded them, and they're talking about paying his salary, how good it'd be to kidnap a federal judge, and how great it was that the bomb went off in the World Trade Center. Yes, that call exists. I have it. They set all of this up, guys. The Fort Hood shooter. They said he was run by Anwar al-Awlaki, as well as the Christmas tree bomber and the underwear bomber. Guys, Anwar al-Awlaki, he meets at the Pentagon secretly 5 months after 9/11. Think about that. He's run by us. All of Al-Qaeda is run by us. Al-Qaeda is not real. Al-Qaeda is like the CIA's Rolodex. It's just a bunch of people they have to play the part. And it's like, you know, double agents they have on payroll. And that's it. It's not this big terror network that wants to kill us. They're working with us in Libya. You guys get it? You guys get it yet? It's bullcrap. The whole thing. Guys, we're out of time. But you know what? I'll be back tomorrow morning. And, you know, we'll dive into all of this again. Tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. right here on Informed Radio. 11 a.m. to 12 noon with me, Brian Stavely. The wake-up call right here on Informed Radio.